Firefighters and residents alike appear to have been caught out by several bushfires which burnt out of control on the northwestern fringe of Sydney yesterday. Seven firefighters were injured and two houses were destroyed. But there was also contradictory advice being given to some residents who were trying to locate their children. Australia's leading bushfire research centre says yesterday's fires should serve as an early warning to all Australians to brace for a difficult fire season, as Tanya Nolan reports.
Scenes of flames tearing through forests, thick smoke and traffic chaos were all over Sydney's nightly news last night.
Tonight, firefighters injured and homes destroyed as the bushfire season arrives early in Sydney's west.
63 fires took hold across the state, fanned by strong nor'westerly winds as temperatures reached around 30 degrees. Four of those fires were declared at the highest emergency level, meaning they posed a direct threat to lives and property. But the CEO of the Bushfire Cooperative Research Centre, Richard Thornton, says the Sydney fires are a timely warning for all Australians.
Seeing fires in and around Sydney at this time of the year is somewhat unusual in terms of the size of fires. Fires start at all times of the year and people really need to be vigilant to that. And I think this is an early wake-up call for people across Australia to say, look, don't just rely on when the fire season gets declared by the local fire agency.
Two homes were destroyed on Sydney's northwestern fringe and other property damaged. Two firefighters were burned and five others treated for smoke inhalation. And the day was also marked by some confusion.
702 traffic.
And just a bit more information, as good as we can get it on the Penrith Whitewater Stadium. We have phoned them themselves. As far as they know, they are accessible, despite that advice from the Rural Fire Service.
Richard Glover on ABC Local Radio Sydney was reading advice from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, telling people to avoid the vicinity of one fire. Problem was, it was an area near to where students from a local school had been evacuated.
Well, actually, I'm at North Richmond. I'm heading for the Whitewater Stadium where St Paul's Grammar have been evacuated, and you just said not to go there, but we've been told to go and collect them and that Castlereagh Road was still open.
Okay, well, I'm just going on the information they've given to me. But
the school says police ordered the evacuation of students to the Penrith Whitewater Rafting Centre, and Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Rob Rogers, says circumstances change very quickly.
I think, look, the difficulty is yesterday, as in often is in fire situations, they're very, very quickly changing. So the circumstances and roads that are open 1 minute are closed the next minute. So I think there's never going to be an exact, exact clarity on exactly what's open for a period of time. So I think that's why we always say to people to look at their particular circumstance, where they particularly are, and make informed decisions.
The preparedness of fire services is one factor the Bushfire Cooperative Research Centre takes into account when assessing the bushfire risk. CEO Richard Thornton says the areas most at risk this season are largely across the south of Australia.
In this coming season, we're certainly seeing areas from the coast all the way down to WA. We're seeing large areas in Victoria, in New South Wales and in central Queensland, and a large sway through the middle of South Australia. That's largely dominated by the grassland fuels in those areas. So that results in very fast-moving fires when that happens.
Despite predictions of a longer than normal bushfire season, Richard Thornton says authorities on the whole are prepared.
I believe that they are. It's a matter of how do we get that message out to the communities in a more effective way to really understand that, yes, it's still spring and that it's nice weather, but that also brings with it the risk of fire.
That's the CEO of the Bushfire and Natural Hazard Cooperative Research Centre, Richard Thornton, ending that report from Tanya Nolan.